What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knicks are out and the Pacers and the Thunder are going to face off in the NBA Finals that no one's going to pay attention to. And I really think I would be floored if this got a good rating. Floored. And it would mean to me, because we've been talking about the NBA ratings as a whole have been going down. And you had the NBA Cup that Adam Silver is trying to create some regular season buzz. If this NBA Finals outperforms the expectations, I would be absolutely shocked, because there's we know, sports fans, NBA people watch the NBA, that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a great player, that he's the MVP. Is anybody who is a casual sports fan putting that on to watch him play for Oklahoma City? No. The answer is no. Tyrese Halliburton, okay, fun little story, his dad, whatever else, overrated. Is that a storyline enough to drive the casual sports fan to the NBA Finals? You got to be a hardcore NBA fan to watch this NBA Finals or be a Pacers or Thunder fan. So I think it's going to perform terribly.
Yeah, at least I know that if the Knicks were in the finals, that people would watch hoping that they would lose.
Oh, yes, yeah, absolutely.
Because they hate us as a fan base.
It'll be hate watch. I've hate watched stuff.
Yeah, they hate us as a fan base.
Yeah, that doesn't count, though. I was just about to say, though, I put in the worst rated NBA finals, and it was the bubble finals, which doesn't count. So the previous lowest rated game before the bubble finals was game two of the 2003 series between the Spurs and the Nets. Yeah.
Ooh.
That had a 5.2 rating, 8 million viewers. Could this one be worse?
I would think that it would be. Although ESPN's going to be pushing this thing. You know that.
Well, okay. I mean, they pushed the TGL, too.
Well, they're going to promote the hell out of this.
Yeah. I'm trying to see the difference in the conference championships. So the conference finals have presented one very good rating story and one significantly worse one. On the positive front, the Knicks and the Pacers has been excellent for the league through five games. This is obviously a couple days ago. 7.1 million viewers across TNT and True TV. That's the best since the Hawks and the Cavs in 2015, which was LeBron.
Right.
All right, the other conference final has been a dramatically different story. The first game of Thunder Timberwolves drew the worst numbers for a Western Conference final game one since 2021, a date shifted 2021 Clippers Suns clash.
It also could have something to do with the start time versus the East Coast watching.
Yeah, but you're telling me that if the Lakers were in this thing, that they wouldn't be.
I think you'd have the obviously the Los Angeles market, and you'd have all the Los Angeles Laker, you know, sycophants.
Yeah.
It's like you have the Knicks sycophants, you have Lakers sycophants.
Yeah, but the Lakers sycophants, I think, are all over the country. The Knicks are one of those teams that are not a national team, but they have a
It's a national hate team.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Is what it is.
But their fans aren't everywhere. Like the other national hate teams, like the Cowboys have fans everywhere, but they're a national hate team.
Yeah.
The Knicks are a national hate team, but the fans are just here in New York.
Yeah, but no, but I think like when the Knicks go on the road and they go, you know, to these different cities, there's tons of New Yorkers that live in those cities that have moved out of this.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. Those are New Yorkers. Those are New Yorkers.
Yeah, they moved out of this.
They moved out of here. Yeah. But they're still New Yorkers.
Right.
Like you're not like Jerry Recco as a Cowboy fan doesn't exist in the world of the Knicks, meaning that there isn't someone in Oklahoma who's
rooting for the Knicks. Well, they haven't been affected by Roger Staubach or Terry Bradshaw.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like in the 70s.
Well, but the Knicks were good in the 70s. But the difference was like...
So were the Celtics and so were the Lakers.
True. But you still didn't have a ton of Knicks fans born out of that. But where you had, you know, the 70s when after the merger and the TV stuff with the NFL, those teams that were good in the 70s have fan bases all over the country.
Yes.
You know, and that's how, you know, I had a cousin who became a Vikings fan because of that. I got
people,
Steelers fans, Cowboys fans, Dolphins fans, you know, and so on and so forth. So, but it didn't really happen so much with the Knicks in the 70s, which is fine.
That was back in the day, the Steel Curtain.
Yeah.
The People Eaters, Purple People Eaters. I mean, those were the good names. The No Name Defense, the Killer Bees.
You know what's funny is, this is now we're going to, I don't want to do this because then Al's going to, his phones are going to go crazy. But I was watching our guys, Frankie and Trent, do a Breaking 85 video where they're trying to get Trent to break 85. And they just all of a sudden talked about how the athletes today don't have good nicknames like they used to. Like, what's the best nickname that's out there? And they used to name stuff like, you know, the Big Hurt was like such a great nickname for Frank. And that stuff doesn't exist anymore. So they went on and on and on about the great nicknames. But it's true. You don't get great nicknames. You don't even get... Like, what was the last nickname of a defense? I guess probably the one in Seattle. What the hell did they call those guys again?
The Legion of Boom. The Legion of Boom. But Legion of Boom. That was just the secondary, though.
Okay, yeah, but I mean,
we had the SWAT team as a secondary.
But we don't even do that anymore. We don't nickname anything anymore. We don't nickname the athletes.
Oh, the Mets always come up with kooky nicknames.
Well, the Polar Bear's the only one we got.
Yeah, but they come up with other stuff, too, you know, like...
But I'm telling you, back in the day, like, there was nicknames, man, all the time. Everybody had a nickname. The great players had nicknames. Now, it's, you can't, like, I mean, does Aaron Judge really have a nickname? Does Ohtani have a nickname?
No.
Does Joe Burrow? Joe Cool, maybe?
Joe Cool, yeah.
But anyway, the fact that you were bringing that up reminded me, like, yeah, I mean, everybody had the no-name defense, the Purple People Eaters, the Steel Curtain, everybody, you know?
On and on. Doomsday.
Doomsday defense, yeah.
On and on and on and on.
It was great, though. I mean, it was perfect. I think that's also, like, the NFL Films angle of that, too, trying to tell a story. That stuff came out of it, and it's just much easier than, I mean, now, I guess, just the way that the world works, where... You know, someone comes up with a good nickname or a good joke or something that's on social media and sick of it 10 minutes later, you know, because everybody said the same thing over and over and over again.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.